Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you guys have been on the line waiting patiently. Let's get right to our answer line. We got Richard calling from Sarasota. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. What would you like to talk about, vaccines or free college? Which one?
Oh, man, anything. I'd love your opinion on both.
Okay, well, let's start with the vaccine mandate. So before... And then earlier in the last half hour, you were kind of exasperated about, you know, they're doing all this stuff to protect us from COVID. But I think we might have had a little bit of this conversation before we realized that that's not why they're doing it, for the exact reasons that you talked about, because it's completely impractical. You know, mm-hmm. people at restaurants enforcing laws and trying to kick people out, they're doing it to two reasons. Number one, to train us to get used to following government mandates. And number two, to kind of get the legal and administrative precedents out there that they can do this kind of stuff. For instance, in France, and I know this because I follow French politics, my wife is French, the minister of housing over there, which is like our HUD minister, actually gave a speech a couple of days ago where they're talking about eliminating further building of single-family homes because it's impractical and it's not environmentally friendly and people have to drive to work because they live in the suburbs. I mean, it's all going down that road towards train us to start complying with these government mandates that are going to be around for climate change and stuff like that. That's why mm-hmm. it doesn't make any sense to you. What do you think about my thoughts?
No, I absolutely. The legal precedents that they keep bringing up is that Supreme Court challenge in 05, 06 when the government wanted to charge a man $5 or penalize him $5 for not taking the smallpox vaccine. We cannot compare that and use as a precedence to a 2021 vaccine that, you know, has had, you know, known side effects and where vaccinated individuals are spreading the illness as well. And so the precedents, it's like apples and oranges, and they keep trying to, a lot of the legal precedents is also manufactured and artificial. But if everybody does it, they're going with, you know, majority rules. And so I do agree with that. And I do think more mandates are coming. I think any day we're going to start hearing about flu mandates, flu vaccine mandates. And I know people say, Dahlia, shh, don't give them the idea. Oh, no. They were already planning it years ago. They've been trying to do flu vaccine mandates from the beginning. I get my flu shot. I'm a fan of the flu shot. I'm not a fan of a mandate. But flu vaccine mandates are coming next. And then there's also going to be other mandates on probably birth control. You know, they're going to say we don't have enough food, we don't have enough medical care access. So then are they going to mandate that we have to use condoms, or are they going to mandate that we have to give up our babies? Are they going to mandate abortion? So I am not that surprised, based on what I saw in the last couple of years, that we're going to see such fascist, intrusive laws, because I'm exacerbated. That's the only word I could use right now.
Yeah, and this ties into the second point that you talked about in the last half hour about free college, right? So I've come up with this idea that I call the second golden rule, and the second golden rule is whoever has the gold makes the rules. So once they've kind of set up these precedents about we, the government, can kind of control your health care and other aspects of your life now, yeah, you can get free, we'll give you that money for free community college if, as you just said, mm-hmm. you have some type of sexual transmitted disease certificate that all the students have to have. Or we'll give you that money for your free college at, you know, Joe's, you know, Indiana State Community College, but everybody has to get a flu shot. You only get the money, only students who have gotten the flu shot and the COVID vaccine shot mm-hmm. and who are maybe using some type of birth control can get that money. And that's why the 10th Amendment, by the way, was put in place, to stop the federal government from having that kind of power under what I call the second golden rule. So that's that's the main reason you don't want free health care and free community college and free stuff coming from the government, because it violates the 10th commandment, and with that money will come a bunch of rules that will destroy our liberty.
And on top of that, they control the education, and then they control the health care. You know, we never saw death panels, you know, when Sarah Palin had suggested it, but it wasn't the most illogical to think that if they are going to hold the purse strings, then they're going to make decisions on who gets the transplant, who gets the hospital bed, who gets the oxygen. And already now, that's what we're starting to see with vaccines. Well, if you're not vaccinated, you may not get to go to the hospital. That hasn't made it yet, but it's being flirted with, and same thing with education. You're going to take our courses. You're going to get free college if it includes our courses and what we want to teach you. And they could infuse any ideologies they want to in these free college classes that are going to be mandatory for the free tuition. So I take it a step further. It's also to control what they're giving us for free.
Yeah, well, in somewhere, I was reading an article the other day that in the National Defense Act that's coming down, there's actually language in there now to fund critical race theory training within the United States military, within the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning not having access to hospitals. As crazy as that seems, over in France right now, it's gone back and forth that they have this vaccine passport. And to get other than emergency access to hospitals, right, you have to be vaccinated. You can't come in for just whatever reasons you might need to go to the hospital for and test and stuff like that. That's kind of bouncing back and forth, being debated because it's so crazy. But it's not out of the realm of possibility. You're not making things up by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard, for calling. I do appreciate your opinions, and I appreciate you calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I got vaccinated. People are kind of confused. Why would I get the vaccine? Why would I be pro-vaccine but anti-mandate? I think there's a lot of me out there that go, look, I do want to protect myself. I like the vaccine, but I think it's a huge, huge, you know, different course, huge path shift to then mandate what you're doing for you on other people. I would never have anybody, you know, take my hormone regimen for perimenopause. I would never have anybody use my brand of tampons. That's personal. I would never force anybody to eat, to have my diet. I mean, whatever I want to put in my body is what I'm doing. Do I understand that it stinks? That if I decide to smoke or eat crappy food, you have to pay for my heart attack? I think that, you know, I could see why there's some debate, but, you know, we all make choices. And in America, you know, we can't choose our genetics. And some of us, you know, might have heart disease. Some of us might have multiple myeloma. Some of us might get COVID, vaccinated or not. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep the questions coming. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have only had one plastic surgery in my life. And I know some of you guys are like, well, Dahlia, you might need to sign up for a couple more. Thank you. Duly noted. But the one plastic surgery I had was a lift. I didn't have augmentation. Lord knows, I need to remove some. But after breastfeeding kids, your body changes. You lose a lot of the ligament elasticity. And so, I told you guys, I went for my first mammogram, and the lady said, can you please lift up your breast? And I said, can you please bring the machine down? And they're like, no, you need to lift up the breast. And I'm like, I can't. I mean, you want my arm here, bring the machine down. And so my first mammogram had not only a report on the breast tissue, but on my bunion, on my life, on my foot. I'm joking. My foot was not in the picture. But anyway, so, you know, and our breasts when we're younger, you know, I always hated them. I always thought they were in the way because I couldn't run. I couldn't do a lot of the athletics I wanted to do because I was a B cup. I went from zero to B, like, in, I think, 2 weeks. And I'm like, I can't run, I can't catch a ball, I can't volley, I can't, you know, and it was like golf. I don't know how you golf with these things. And so to me, they were in the way, and then they became C's by medical school, and then they became D's after the kids, double D's. And you're like, oh, God, this is, I mean, I don't know how much bigger they could get. And so, you know, there are women, though, out there that might not be as, they think, fortunate, even though those of us with big breasts, we always freak out about cancer. We always freak out we're not going to be able to find the lump. We just freak out that, you know, we can't wear a lot of the clothes we like. They seem to be a liability because, again, I want to run. If there's a shooting somewhere and I'm not wearing a sports bra, I have to run holding, you know how ridiculous that is? I need to be able to be like Charlie's Angels, where I could, you know, pull out my gun and I could be shooting while, you know, flying through the air and maybe doing some Matrix flips. I can't do that with the boobies. But you have many women out there that have small breasts for their likings, and they want to get augmented. And they see celebrities, and they see how the breasts look in their plunging necklines and their dresses and things like that, and people want that. And I get that. Somebody wanting to improve something about them, I get it. It's totally good. You know, I mean, I'm wearing a tiara because I'm trying to improve my root line. All right. I think, you know, if it makes us feel good, if we want to wear sexy underwear, if we want to feel sexy, you know, and we get a breast augmentation, have at it. The thing is there is a certain percentage of people that have regret or regret that they didn't choose big enough. And there's a concept called boob greed. And boob greed has been blamed by some people for their decision to just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we have some women who have put thousands and thousands of cc's into their expanders to make big, gigantic breasts. And some of them cite they just can't stop. You know, I've seen this with people with Botox and fillers and lip injections. Once you do it, it's an addiction. You're like, well, you know, I did it once. How do I stop? You know, eyelash extensions. I never did eyelash extensions until I saw all my friends do it, and I noticed that my eyes were starting to look middle-aged. So you add the eyelash extensions, and once you start, you're like, wait a second, when I don't have them, it's a big difference, just like with makeup. I don't let a lot of you guys see me without makeup. I don't overdo makeup to, you know, to a degree around, you know, of my friends and all that, but, you know, my friends have seen me without my makeup, who cares? But in public, once you've not had your makeup on, it's really, really hard to let people see you. Although when you guys see my beach pictures, you see me without my makeup. So let's talk about boob greed, okay? First, who has the largest breasts in the world? Well, Ann Hawkins, I believe. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Beautiful woman. She has the world's largest natural breasts. She has a bra size of 102ZZZ. And I think she still holds that record. But there's a little debate on who holds the biggest, largest breast implants or augmented breasts in the world. Although there is, I think, a Maschine in Germany. I'm not exactly too sure. Google brings up Allegra Cole. Allegra Cole, we know she's a glamour model. She was on Botched. She's kind of a spokesperson for surgeries that go wrong, and she gives a lot of women hope, you know, on how you can kind of overcome this. But she was very honest about her path with boob greed. And there's a picture of her on Instagram. I think she had great breasts before she started, but she said she went from fab to drab. And she did her first breast augmentation at age 33, where she chose 800cc implants, which are kind of large. From there, she increased her size to 1700. But after her second surgery, she wasn't as big as she wanted to be. She said, I was getting that boob greed a little bit. Wanted to get bigger, fuller. So she found a doctor who put in tissue expanders where she could herself inject saline to make them bigger. And I think she went up to 4,000 and then 4,600 cc's, When she did, the breast shifted, and the left breast was higher than the right. So she was on botched a few years ago to get them to fix it. And I think they fixed it, and she's happy now. But, again, the concept of boob greed. And for those of us that do extensions or lip fillers or Botox or whatever, we do get into that. We get dependent on it. But boob greed's a little different. Boob greed is where you get them done and you go, this isn't what I wanted. I guess I want bigger. And in your mind, you think you need bigger and you don't realize that you're losing the beauty. Some of the most beautiful breasts out there are the ones that are just perfectly, you know, aligned to your build. And so people will look at Kristen Bell, for example. Kristen Bell is beautiful, but she's, I think, 5 feet, maybe 5'1". So when you look at her and you're like, I want that, if you're 5'8", it's a different body. You know, we don't have the same build as Beyonce. We don't have the same build as, I don't know, Halle Berry. I mean, all these women that when they are at these awards ceremonies and they wear these dresses with plunging necklines, you know, maybe they have augmentation, maybe they don't. But keep in mind, these dresses are designed, you know, a certain way to accent certain things. There's also ways to tape. We all have to tape our breasts in these dresses in order to get them to, you know, look a certain way. And then some of them are pushed, some of them are pushed up. And so you think that's the implant, and it's not. It's the design of the dress and all the tape that we're using. So your expectations have to be realistic. So to avoid boob greed and getting them done going, no, I want bigger, I want bigger. Number one is sit down and talk to the plastic surgeon. These plastic surgeons not only are experts on the actual surgery they're doing, but they're an experts on what women at or people who choose to get breast implants or expanders in terms of their satisfaction and expectations. They've had probably every, you know, gamut of people going, no, I want bigger, no, I want it smaller, no, I want it. And so they can guide you, look, this is going under the muscle, this is going to look like this. There's actually fake things you could wear that and put over shirts so you could go, this is how I'm going to look. You know, so there's lots of, let's say, counseling you could do. Number two is really be honest about what it is you want. When you get plastic surgery, is it that you want to look younger or is it that you want to be desirable to somebody? You know, there's a lot of people that'll have a crush on somebody and they're like, well, I'm going to get this done and get this done because that person's going to notice me. And then they get the surgery, they're not noticed, and they go, well, it's because the boobs aren't big enough. You need to be honest with yourself. And I know that's really hard because, you know, you might be thinking, no, it's because I want bigger boobs. No, is it because you want to wear the outfit your friend is able to wear? Is it because you want to, you know, be able to catch the eye of somebody? Well, then those are different expectations. And you might not have to go through a 4,600cc breast implant or expansion. And then finally, you need to identify if you do have body dysmorphic disorder. I'm not a fan of my body, okay? There is so much I could change. But I don't have body dysmorphic disorder because I'll still do what I have to do. People with body dysmorphic disorder, they don't want to be out in public. They don't want people to see them. They don't want, they just want to keep fixing it. And so sometimes you need counseling. And sometimes it's just retraining your brain to see the beauty that you have and be okay with it. I can't tell you how many supermodels, how many celebrities I know that I've seen without their makeup. They look like regular people. And in fact, a lot of my friends and I look better than them. But they got a fantastic makeup artist. Sometimes that's all you need is a good makeup artist. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in our nation's capital. House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi holding an event on climate change with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer and other Democratic senators Wednesday morning. The speaker saying addressing climate change with infrastructure legislation means more than just rebuilding roads and bridges.
We're talking about creating good-paying jobs. This is about jobs. We're creating, honoring our responsibilities to our children. We're talking about health issues, clean air, clean water.
The lawyer for Brian Laundrie's family says articles of clothing belonging to Gabby Petito's fiancé have been found. The items were found in the Florida Nature Park where authorities have searched for Laundrie. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The stage is set for a showdown vote in the Senate on a Democratic voting rights bill today. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calling the vote the Democrats' latest election takeover scheme.
Washington Democrats have offered a rotating merry-go-round of rationales to explain why they need to federalize voting laws and take over all of American elections themselves.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side of the aisle, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate, accusing Republicans of aiming to restrict voting in states. Facebook is set to change its name.
Facebook is changing its name. That's the story out of several media outlets that are reporting the social media giant's about to launch a big rebranding campaign that will include a new name for the company. And CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to talk about it at a news conference next week. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is our producer today. But big thanks to you all for calling in and your questions and your comments, and thanks for listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember when Carrie Fisher died, and then Debbie Reynolds died a day later, and we spoke about broken heart syndrome and broken heart cardiomyopathy, heart attacks related to a broken heart. We talked about how real it is. Well, it's real, all right. and it's rising. In fact, there's an article in the Journal of American Medical Association, Cardiology, is it the, or just JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, had said that the cases are rising pretty quickly, pretty steeply. And that was just in a study before the pandemic, ranging in years up until, I think, 2017. We believe that broken heart syndrome or Takotsubo cardiomyopathy is probably a lot more common than we think. And it's preventable. That's the thing. So I think we need to talk about it. So a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association has found a rise in a rare cause of heart attacks called broken heart syndrome or Takotsubo cardiomyopathy or Takotsubo syndrome, TTS. And researchers looked at 135,463 documented cases over years that range from 2006 to 2017, the majority of whom were women. 88.3% of these Takotsubo cardiomyopathy patients were women, and they were especially over 50 years old. Study authors suggest that this didn't necessarily have to do with us diagnosing it, because many of these people might not have other heart issues. They might not have myocarditis or pericarditis or coronary artery disease, and then they end up getting this. They really believe that these cases are on the rise, where our stress levels are causing changes to our heart. They say, and because this data was pre-pandemic, imagine how many more cases have been reported. So this is something that has really kind of fascinated doctors, because you will see people who have lived together for 25, 35, 40 years, a spouse dies, and then the other partner dies within a week. And we say they died of a broken heart. They died of a broken heart. And it's true, you know, in a sense, where their heart can't handle the stress. And the stress hormones cause changes within the shape and the function. And so we think that might have been what happened with Debbie Reynolds after her daughter Carrie Fisher died. After Debbie Reynolds lost her daughter Carrie Fisher one day prior, she became ill herself with quote-unquote a possible stroke. She passed later that day with one report citing her last words are, "I want to be with Carrie." So what makes broken heart syndrome so rare and fatal, but with the possibility of being more common, is stress does it. Now, people are losing their jobs left and right. People are losing their jobs because they're not getting the COVID vaccine. People are losing their coworkers. When you lose a coworker, that coworker may be out of your life forever. People are in mourning, not to mention they're mourning the loss of almost 700,000 people who died from COVID. Not to mention now people that are being diagnosed with cancer farther staged along because they didn't go to the doctor during COVID. So we think what happens is even though regular heart attacks are by clogged arteries, they think a rush of stress hormones happen with cortisol, adrenaline, and then it starts to affect the heart where you get the chest pain, shortness of breath, blood pressure changes. And then what happens is the muscle expands, cardiomyopathy. Cardiomyopathy is meaning the muscle of the heart has, you know, pathology, something wrong with it. And when it expands and it enlarges, like a hypertrophic, then the muscle gets weak. It might not necessarily expand in broken heart syndrome, but it could. It could swell, stretch. But cardiomyopathy means part of that muscle then isn't doing what it's supposed to. Well, if it doesn't do what it's supposed to, it's not going to conduct the electrical current right. If it doesn't conduct the electrical current right, it won't have that beat. It won't have that strong pump. If the heart doesn't pump, blood can't get throughout the body. So you actually go into a form of heart failure or cardiogenic shock. So we need to treat this properly. We can't do a bypass. You know, we can't put stents in because the vessels aren't necessarily clogged. You might have underlying coronary artery disease that has to get addressed, But basically, what we have to do is get you out of heart failure. We'll use ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, diuretics. We want to reduce the workload of the heart. And then if you do end up getting a heart attack, then we want to also try to do the heart attack protocol as well. Aspirin, blood thinners, things like that. So we need to prevent broken heart syndrome. So one thing that I think accelerates it is tobacco and alcohol. I mean, we've spoken about how drug overdoses have risen post-pandemic. People who have quit smoking went back on smoking. They went back on vaping. Alcohol use has skyrocketed since the pandemic. Well, all of those affect the heart. But what people don't know what a lot of people don't know how to handle or have difficulty handling is what happens when you're mourning. What happens when you're losing a job or you lost a family member? Or you lost a relationship, you got dumped. So, you know, in the Jewish religion, we have something called Shiva, where for 7 days, people, and I know I've said, you know, I want to be left alone, but I get why we have it. For 7 days, people come to the house. They bring you food, they clean up, they get all up in your business, all, they just take care of everything, so all you have to do is mourn. And you could be there, they're there for you, and all these people come over, and you know, you do some prayers, and then everybody eats, and they, you know, and I remember, you know, telling my husband when my father died, I just didn't want anybody over, I didn't want to have to make the house presentable, I mean, the last thing I want to do is clean the house, even though your friends are like, I got this, I'll do the dishes, I'll do the, you're like, no, I want to be left alone, you know, but it's imperative that people go through that or awake or what other religions do in terms of helping the grieving process. And we don't like to leave anybody alone. You don't leave them alone because you want to be there for them. You want to talk them through. One big shock when people lose somebody is they've lost their partner. They're alone. And so you need to make them feel like they're not alone. And so that's obviously important. Also, you need to allow yourself to grieve. You know, a lot of times what people do is they go, I'm going to forget about it. I'm just going to forget about it. So when my dad died, you know, he was in Wichita, Kansas. And so I was going to ship the body to Las Vegas so we could bury him here. And then I was going to fly my mom and my brother out and set up the funeral and all that. And so when I make that decision, it's 7:45. And I go, well, what am I going to do? I went to work. I worked. I remember seeing a patient come in going, look, you know, I might be a little bit off. My dad died today. He's like, you sure you want to be here? I go, I'd want to keep busy. And I did. I worked. I kept busy. I didn't cry until a few months later when I thought about it. Then all of a sudden I was like, oh, my daddy, this is my daddy. So, you know, you don't want to just jump in and get back into the swing of things. You know, if staying busy helps, stay busy. You know, but make sure you go through a proper grieving process. The other thing, too, that I think we might have to do, which isn't a very popular thing, is I think we all live in La La Land, and we all think that whoever we're with is going to be around forever. And I have a very realistic sort of look of things because I have family that have cancer and heart attacks and all that. And when you lose family members, you just start to kind of in your mind go, look, there's nothing that's going to prepare me, but I'm going to have a baseline understanding that this could happen. And so I'm going to live every day to the fullest with that person. So many times during the guilt when we lose somebody, we have regret that we didn't tell them we loved them, that we didn't spend the time we did, that we didn't, you know, take them on the trip that we wanted to. So get rid of that guilt by acting on it now. Anything you wanted to do with a loved one that you don't know was going to, you know, exist much longer, you know, and you never know, do what you've always planned to do with them. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. 1-877-GOT-GO.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook is probably not going to be called Facebook much longer. It's a good name. It's not politically incorrect, except for maybe those that don't have faces. But it overall, I mean, Facebook, it's pretty neutral. It's neutral across all sorts of, you know, values and identities. And but Facebook has undergone a lot of hits. And so it has been suggested that Facebook is going to want to rebrand the name as they are moving to the more metaverse. Do you guys know what a metaverse is? I don't know if you guys read Ready Player One. I kind of look at it that. Metaverse is like this universe, this social media internet universe, whether it's virtual reality or not, where I believe Facebook wants to have, where you can meet people, have meetings on this platform, but not be you. You could use like a emoji or a avatar. You could go to a Starbucks. You could go on a date. And you could do all this. You could do all this while on their platform. And Facebook, they had that very strange outage. That was weird. Nobody told us that they were attacked. Nobody, and who knows? Maybe Facebook was attacked and they said, look, you know, we'll give this to you, but you got to give up your name. Like, we're not going to give up our name. You want to get back online? So who knows? Maybe that's why this is, I don't know. But between, you know, whistleblowers and what's been going on with censorship and the warnings and the hate speech and all that, you have all sides hitting Facebook. Well, Facebook doesn't want their stock to drop, and Facebook has a lot in the works. They have a lot of things they want to do. And I guess they want to focus on this metaverse. According to CNN Business, they are planning to rebrand itself with a new name focused on the metaverse. The company plans to announce the new name next week. This is according to The Verge, citing a source with direct knowledge of the matter. Facebook wants to be known for more than social media. And Facebook isn't commenting yet, they said, but it sounds like that they are going to want to, you know, they want to expand what they offer. They're going to combine virtual and augmented reality technologies to their online realm. So I get that if they want to sell, right, they want to sell advertising on this. They need another name for it. And do you, if you build another product, do you just do a new name? If they want to take Facebook from 2D internet to 3D virtual, which, by the way, Oculus is, I think, through Facebook. When I go on my Oculus, I don't really talk to people. I just kind of play myself. But you can play with other people. You are joining other people in your living room through Facebook Oculus. They might not want to be called Facebook. Just like Kleenex. You know, when you take a Kleenex, you know what it is. It's a Kleenex. But what if Kleenex wants to make absorbent diapers? They won't be able to call them Kleenex. People will think it's just for their nose. So Facebook has two options. If they're going to be starting this big, huge, you know, new venture or keep working on that new venture, they give it a new name or they just rebrand everything. And rather than Facebook just be, I'm going on Facebook, they call it Face World or whatever. Now, you know, Facebook already has a lot of, shall we say, criticism, because when you ban people that didn't do anything wrong because your algorithm is off, now you've gotten everybody mad. You've gotten liberals mad, conservatives mad, you've gotten everybody mad. But are they really that mad? They're still on Facebook. They still use Facebook. I still use Facebook. I use Facebook all the time. It's an easy way for me to reach out to my family. It's an easy way for me to reach out to my friends. It's an easy way for me to know my friends are alive and okay, you know, because I could see if they're on, you know, or if they're posting, I'm like, good, Okay, so that accident in Henderson didn't involve them because there they are at their Henderson home on Facebook. If it did, they wouldn't be on Facebook. So it's, you know, we use it for so many reasons. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. And everybody wants to see the fall of Facebook. I don't think we want to see the fall. But we don't want something to become so powerful that they have the control of our First Amendment rights, that they can control our speech. You know, already they do have that control. If you post an article that they don't like, nobody sees it. It's shadow banned. And so they do have a lot of control. And they will, because we gave them this control. My pictures. I uploaded my pictures on Facebook because I keep losing them on our thumb drives. So now when it reminds me 10 years ago, this is what you posted, I'm like, oh my God, there's a picture of my kids. I mean, we all got suckered into it. You know, we all, I use Facebook. I love Facebook. So it'll be interesting to see what the new name change is. Now, something else I got to warn you guys about is, remember who in the government said we might have to buy our Christmas presents early? Who said that? Well, I forget. I don't think it was Fauci. Well, apparently there's panic ordering and panic buying going on now. And so we've been telling everybody, right, on one end, we have supply chain issues, so order your Christmas presents now. When I heard that, I was like, whoa, 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 you're having supply chain issues. Why are you telling people to go and shop Christmas volume now while there's supply issues? Well, so now we're hearing that there's panic buying. Duh. And I told you, I noticed that I had to get cat food. And I'm online getting cat food. Instead of it saying I'm going to get in 48 hours, it's saying I'm getting in 3-4 weeks. Well, my cats want their eats. And I don't want to risk going to a store and the shelf being empty. So I put in my order now for them to have eats a month from now. And you've seen my cats. They get mean. They go pee-pee bed. They will poop on my pillow if they don't have the eats that they like. And it can't just be regular eats. I've got tons of chow for them. It has to be the succulent meat cutlets with the extra gravy. And each of them has their own, like, special. Yeah. Meanwhile, a rat is in the house. They're nowhere to be found. They're on break. Dog has to take care of it. And the dog eats the cat food. So I have to buy extra cat food. So we're being told that supply chains everywhere are right now being hit by massive disruptions this year. Container shortages, floods, all sorts of stuff. Not enough truckers. And we talked about, it's really hard also to get new truckers if they use marijuana, because marijuana is illegal and you can't get a CDL if you use marijuana. So we aren't really attracting a lot of young people coming to truck, even though there's some really, really good money you can make. But they also say the energy crisis in mainland China and Europe is also affecting the shipping industry. They're having fuel crises and things like that. And retailers and manufacturers are seeing the writing on the wall, and they're like, look, if we think we're going to need something in December, get it now. Remember I told you guys with your medications, if you think you're going to need your asthma medication or blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication, you think you're going to be out, you better talk to your doctor now. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till the last minute. So we've been warning people not to do that. But on the flip side, then there's people panic buying. We saw the toilet paper hoarding. We saw the, you know, meat. Yeah, I mean, people were buying stuff that they didn't need yet, loading up their freezer. And people are worried that prices are going to keep going up, that it's cheaper now. And so I don't know what the answer is, because they're right. November, December, things are going to be probably through the roof. I'm going to LA this weekend, and I want to see the port. I want to see all the ships, and I hear there's like 100 ships there, and you know, I'd like to see if my toilet paper is on there, because I'm waiting for my toilet paper shipment. You know, I might swim out there, right? You know, go, okay, you know, that one's mine. Can I get my toilet paper? And then just kind of swim back over the toilet paper. But you know, anybody that is really expecting that they're going to need something, and they're like, I could order it in November, order it in December, you might want to consider getting what you need now, because it is going to be a longer and longer wait as everybody's now panic buying. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.